Hello, my good boy. I want to try something a little different today, and I'm sure you won't mind. Actually, I'm confident you're going to love it, just like you love everything I make for you. You are my good boy, after all. First things first, though. I'm going to need you to be entirely naked for me. If it's cold, turn your heat up and get ready to do as you're told. I don't mind where you are. You can be lying in bed, sitting in a chair, on your sofa, or even in a relaxing bath. Or in the shower. All that matters is that you're comfortable and warm and ready to follow my instructions. Last but not least, obviously, I want your cock hard for me. Oh, don't touch it yet. You don't need to touch it to make it hard, do you? I'm sure it started getting hard the moment you heard my delicious, sexy voice. Or even better, the moment you saw I had sent you something brand new to listen to. A brand new present for my good boy. I want you as hard as you have ever been and ready to please yourself for me. To me. Right now, I own you, my good boy. So, I don't imagine you needed very much time to get hard for me, did you? Here's what I want you to do today. When I say so, I want you to start stroking that hard cock of yours, slowly. Just a nice, slow rhythm. And make sure you can keep at it. Because I want you to fuck yourself at that rhythm non-stop until the end. You are not allowed to take your hand off your cock until it's over. And you're not allowed to come until I say so. Since you're such a good boy, though, I shall allow you to try to keep yourself from coming early by squeezing yourself hard and taking a deep breath before starting again. But if that's not enough to stop yourself from coming, well, if that's not enough, you are to take your hand off of your cock and ruin your orgasm. Then, keep listening to me until the end without touching yourself, even if you get hard again. And you will get hard again. That would be a befitting punishment for a bad boy who pretends to be a good boy. On the other hand, if you are able to hold on until the very end, I promise you the slowest, hardest, most satisfying orgasm you've ever had. And it's all going to be thanks to me. Now you better get ready, because your stroking starts. Now, stroke for me, boy. Keep it slow. Keep it steady. And listen to me. Don't you wish I was here with you? Don't you wish it wasn't your hand stroking your hard cock, but mine? I wish would have you tied up at my complete mercy as I stroke you slowly, teasingly, torturing you with uncomprehensible pleasures. I can already hear you begging me to go faster. But no, no, no. Today we are taking our time. I want to build your big orgasm and an equally big load. Your begging is useless. Actually, if I was with you, I don't think you'd be able to beg. I would have you gagged, possibly with my panties, unable to let anything out but delicious moans. I would love to feel you shiver and quiver under my touch as I take you on the slow journey to ecstasy. Your cock is in heaven with me. I'd look into your eyes and see the pleasure I give you. See how much you want to come for me already. But I would also see how much of a good boy you are, trying to resist the urge to explode in my hand, doing your utter best to please and satisfy me. I would be able to see how much I own you, how much you belong to me, and how much you love that. There is nobody else who makes you feel the way I do. Not your wife, not your girlfriend, not anybody you've ever been with. Only I can make you feel this way. Only I can give you such intense pleasure. That's why you keep coming back to me. That's why you always do as I say. And that's why you're my good, good boy. Now keep stroking it for me, my good boy. This is only the beginning. How is it going for you? Have you had to already stop and squeeze your cock? That's perfectly all right if you did. I said you were allowed to, didn't I? So long as you don't come without permission and keep stroking slowly, you may squeeze your cock to try to stop your climax. It's only natural that you would want to come for me. I made you hard. I made you start stroking. And I shall be the one to reward you with an orgasm. Keep stroking for me, ever so slowly. Imagine me with you, my hand locked on your cock, as I tell you all the dirty things you inspire in me. You're such a good boy, and I want to use you so badly. Imagine me sitting on your lap right now, teasingly stroking your cock with my hand, my sweet, wet pussy so close to it. My panties are still in your mouth, but I know what you want. You want me to sit on your hard, needy cock. You want my pussy to embrace your twitching, waiting dick. Isn't that right? You want me to take you right here, right now. You want me to fuck you the only way that I can. But that won't do. No. You're my good boy. And my good boy doesn't have wants. My good boy only has needs. And so you need me to take you. You need me to fuck you. Don't you? But I won't. I won't do it today. Because before you can be awarded what you need, you have to deserve it. I don't want you to get it because you've been begging for it, no matter how well you've begged. I want you to get what you deserve because you've been such a good boy for me that a reward is in order. And the first step to get such a reward is to keep slowly stroking your cock until you are allowed to come. I know it's difficult. It's difficult to stroke for me and not come, even if you're allowed to stop and keep yourself from exploding. But you've got to do it. That's what it means to be a good boy. You have to do as I say and follow directions. And you know that if you do as I say, the reward you get at the end is more than worth it. Isn't that right? Of course it is, my good boy. Now, let's go back to your imagination, as you're still stroking your cock at this slow rhythm. I'm still with you, and my hand is still stroking you. But I've taken my panties from your mouth. Something else is there instead. Do you know what it is? Oh, that's right. It's my pussy, my soft, tasty, wet pussy that you're eating with such delight and devotion. You're my good boy. You know what to do. The better you eat my pussy, the harder my grip is on your cock. But I won't be going any faster, and you're not going to come yet. Don't you really wish I was there with you? Really sitting on your face so you could devour my pussy like a good boy? Too bad I'm not. So you're left having to imagine what it would be like to be underneath me and what my juices taste like. All you have is your hand slowly stroking your dick for me while you listen to all the filth, dirty things I'm telling you, and follow all my instructions. Are you still stroking? I hope so. You're such a good boy. There's no way you would have come already and ruined it all. Maybe you're squeezing your cock so hard right now, trying your best not to climax. Because you're my good boy, and you know you can only come when I say so. Whichever it is, don't stop. I want you to keep going for me. I want you to be desperate for release, needy for pleasure. You'll get that orgasm, my good boy, but on my terms only. I own you, your cock, and your pleasure, so I can do whatever I want with you. And what I want right now is for you to keep stroking your hard, horny, twitching cock to my voice. So, my good boy, you have a free hand, don't you? I want you to start using it. I want you to put it down on your balls and to gently massage them. I want you to build up a very nice big load for me. Give those heavy balls of yours some affection while your other hand keeps slowly going up and down, up and down on your rock hard, twitching cock. Don't you wish I'd allow you to go faster now that we're also teasing your balls? But I won't. I told you before, today you're going slow. You are going to build an explosive orgasm for me. And you're going to do it because you're a good boy. What do you think I would be doing if I was there with you? Teasing you with more than just my voice. We already know that my panties would be in your mouth. When you're not eating my pussy, that is. But what would I be doing to your cock? Other than slowly stroking it. Perhaps my other hand would be on your balls, just like what you're doing. Or perhaps you've proven to be such a good boy, I might use my mouth on your balls. Could you imagine that? Me, the woman who owns you, slowly stroking your cock while I kiss and lick and suck your balls. Would you like that? You probably wouldn't be able to resist coming for long, so I'd have to stop. But for this brief moment, I'd be teasing both your cock and your balls. You would ascend to heaven. Plus, we both know I wouldn't stop at that. The longer you can last, the dirtier I would be teasing you. I would use every part of my body to tease and torture you until you climax in pure sexual, ecstatic bliss. Right now, it's my hand on your cock. But later, it would be my breasts. My soft, beautiful breasts, slowly bouncing around your needy cock while you moan in delight and desperation. Then, if you can still last for me, I'd give your dick a taste of my sensual mouth. Imagine my lips locking around the head of your cock, then slowly going down all the way to the base. You know I can easily deep throat you, and then just as slowly as I went down, my lips would come back up, and you'd hear me slurp all of your pre-cum that's trying to exit your needy, desperate cock. But I wouldn't stop there, and soon my head would be slowly bobbing up and down on your cock again, as I listened to you trying to beg me to go faster. begging me to let you come. And finally, if you've proved to be the very best good boy, that's when you would be rewarded with my tight, wet, silky, welcoming pussy. And just as slowly as I stroked you, just as slowly as I sucked you, I would fuck you. I would let you put your hands on my hips to hold me as I teasingly ride you. I would take my panties out of your mouth so I could hear you beg me to let you come. You know how much I love the sound of your begging voice. Please, miss, let me come. I've been a good boy, miss. Please let me come. I so enjoy hearing you say those things to me. I could get off on the sound of you begging me alone. Talking about you begging me. I hope you're begging right now. I want you to beg me to let you come. If you've lasted this long, slowly stroking your cock while listening to me, you are most definitely a good boy. And that's why I want you to beg. Because that's the only way good boys get their reward. So beg me. That's my good boy. Begging me just like I told him to. All right now. Let's get you ready to burst. I want you to take the hand that's on your balls off and bring it up to your mouth. Start licking and sucking your fingers. I don't care if you put one or two or all five of them in your mouth. I want you to suck on them as if they were mine, as if you were worshiping my fingers. Suck on them hard. Try not to bite them when I let you explode. I bet you can already feel the orgasm in your cock, trying to get out. We're almost there. Keep stroking. I want you to feel the orgasm slowly building inside you with each stroke. I want you to feel yourself getting closer and closer to the point of no return for me. Moan for me. Suck on your fingers for me. Stroke for me. Let the pleasure invade you, take over your very core, and come for me. I want you to come now, and don't even think of stroking any faster. I want you to keep going slow through your orgasm. You've been such a good boy. You deserve it. Keep slowly stroking your cock. I want you to milk every single drop out of it for me. Only when you're done can you let go. Until then, keep stroking for me. Keep coming for me. You're such a good, good boy. How did it feel, my good boy? It was good, right? No, no, don't answer. Stay right there. Enjoy the beautiful sensation you get after such a beautiful orgasm. And since I know you want to thank me, my good boy, you're so